Welcome to natschooler.com, and my name is Nathaniel Schooler, like a school with an ER.
Welcome, Billy. So, to everyone that doesn't know, this is Billy Howard, and she was the head of global media at Weber Shandwich. I hope I pronounced that right. I'm not too good on that one. Shandwich. Okay, we kind of got there in the end. So, really excited actually to talk to you because you're involved with a new business that is actually, it's a marketing platform, right, that actually works with neuro data. And I'm kind of confused a little bit about neuro data. I understand a bit about segmentation, a bit about marketing, but neuro data, I find the word neuro is a little confusing for me, but that may be because my brain is small. I don't know. So tell me, what's it all about, Billy, this business that you're involved with? Can you just explain for people that have no idea what neuromarketing is and just give, I do this, I'm really sorry to interrupt. I hate interrupting, but I like to keep people, let's just imagine we're all 12 years old and we don't really get it. So I think it'd be really helpful if you could just break it right down, please. Right. That's very interesting, because there is a lot of money spent on content, and it is a lot of the time just totally wasted. I agree completely. It's a minefield out there, isn't it, really? Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, because there are so many problems nowadays with marketing, especially with the fickle kind of customers that we have. And, you know, giving that connection some sort of real deep emotional power is a great idea. So this solution that you guys have got, is that actually a software as a service solution right now, or is that progressing towards that? Where are you on that scale right now? What's a phenotype? Okay. Right. Wow. So in terms of where you are with this, you've got sort of case studies and stuff like that already, right? Right. It makes a lot of sense. So really you're kind of sitting in between the agencies and the brands, or are you working directly with the brands? How does that work? Right, right. So the success of campaigns will be as well until you segment it down even further, because at the moment you'll plug it into their data, you've got five different types, but then in the future you may actually go to more in depth in those and stretch that out a bit more, right? So you might have like 10 or something potentially. Right. Mm-hmm. Wow, very good. That's lovely to hear. It's such a concise explanation, actually. It's a lot of people talk about neuromarketing, don't they? And you know, I've heard people talk about neurobranding, but actually, I don't think without the right analysis, I don't think they can talk about it. I think they can theorize, can't they? But actually, without breaking it down to the sort of data levels and actually having the machine learn, I think they're sort of talking really about something that they understand the principles of, but not really the practicalities of kind of making it work, you know? Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think what I like about it is I don't think it's going to make life more difficult for the creatives, because creatives are going to be up in arms saying, but we want to be creative. And they're the people that are actually biasing this, aren't they? People who are directing people based upon what they feel about the words and what they think about the image and what they think about how they should go together. They're actually creating a bias, aren't they, themselves, when if you break it down to actual data, it's removing that bias. Is that what you're sort of saying? Yes. Makes a lot of sense. We talked about sentiment. I remember we had a long conversation about that in Las Vegas last year. And then, you know, everyone's like, oh, well, we've got social media data. And it's like, well, positive, negative, neutral, what does that really give us? It still needs to have a human element, doesn't it, to actually discover meaning in there, you know? Yeah. Right. Okay. And why is it actually different? Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, because until you actually understand those different types of personalities, right, and what they're going to do with the content, what action it's gonna, because you want an action, don't you, as a marketer? You want people to either share it, like it, buy it, recommend it, or become an advocate, right? And yeah. Right. Wow. Thank you. That's really interesting. I mean, I kind of know all this stuff, but it's really nice to hear that you guys are taking this to the next level, really, because I think it's not easy out there for businesses. And if they're, you know, it's like, it goes back to that quote, doesn't it? Of 50% of my money spent on advertising, 50% of it is, you know, 100% of my advertising budget, 50% of it's working. But I think now we're actually getting to a point where we're becoming a lot more, I kind of like the word surgical in the way that we're actually analyzing that spend, right? And what you're doing is, in fact, you're taking that advertising analysis to another level, aren't you? So people will be able to actually say, well, this was before and this was after. And this is the difference that that change of just that one word potentially made, right? Yeah. What springs to mind is this quote I was reading the other day. It's, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. And that really goes for a lot of marketing people. We're not mentioning any names. They just lick their finger and put it out the window. Oh dear. Well, it's been a real joy speaking with you, Billy, again. And so, if people want more information on this, what's the best thing for them to do? Cool. And whoever's watching this, you need to visit natschooler.com. And when you see that little thing at the top that says allow notifications, click allow, and then you're going to get an update every so often to your browser. How cool is that? Thanks, everybody, for watching.
Thanks so much for listening to this amazing episode. Please make sure that you subscribe using the pop-up at the top that says allow notifications to your desktop. And then I'll send you a message maybe once a week, twice a week, not much more than that really, because I don't like to spam people, from natschooler.com. Thank you very much. Cheers.